Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Vicki Winterton, founder of Expert Insights Family of Opportunity, home of Expert Insights Publishing, Insights and Publish Magazine, our global communities and broadcast, where visionaries and those on the rise come together to create immediate impact. And I am so excited today because with me I have Mary Helene Resi. Mary is the founder of Forma V Coaching, Inc., a company dedicated to teaching French-speaking women coaches around the world how to create a full practice in record time, every time, all while using her proprietary program called Pleine Pratique, a real seven-step system that completely transforms her clients' coaching practices. She is also the founder of the first online coaching magazine dedicated to French-speaking coaches called Coaches d'Exception. Through her coaching and training, Mary has helped coaches regain their power in an industry that is still young and transform their mindset to set up clear boundaries with their clients while learning to identify the false beliefs that are limiting the growth of their practice. Marie Helene's remarkable intuition mixed with her unique talent to create a sacred and safe place for her clients to enter her unique brilliance and to play a bigger game than they've ever dreamed of makes her a very sought-after coach. Marie Helene, thank you so much for being here with us today. It is just such a thrill to be with you, and thank you so much in advance for sharing your wisdom.
Vicki, to me, it's such a privilege, first working with you, being with all of you today. It's such a treasured moment for me to be, just to live this interview and give us all a space of to share and to grow. And I'm just very pleased to be here with you, all of you today.
And you do give people all over the world a space to grow and become the best they can be. Tell me what brought you to this passion and purpose and this place of influence that you experience today.
All of my life, I knew very young because I was getting, and it may sound a bit different or weird to some extent, but I knew very young that I had a calling, very young, because I could sense energy, I had visions, and I knew very young that I was born at this time in humanity because I needed to serve a bigger purpose. And all my life, I had experience to become very strong and courageous because I knew, and this was all kind of subconscious. It wasn't a knowing, logical, or clear, but I just felt in me that I was being called to serve with all of you to bring the new earth. Let's call it this way. So all my life, while facing courageous, courageous moment, like difficult moment, I knew something bigger was planned for me. So I always thought after personal growth workshops and I went into finance first, just to show my father that I had succeeded, because he was equating success with money. So what better place to show that than to go into finance? And then after a couple of years of being a great financial advisor, I stumbled on a coaching website, and then I knew this was what I was doing all along, but I didn't know it was called coaching. So then I went into a burnout because I tried applying the old paid per hour model, and Vicki, was impossible. It was because I came from a background where I was earning top dollars. I was earning above $100,000 per year, And then if I wanted to do that in coaching, boy, I realized that even with 10 or 15 clients per month, I could never do that. I would bring in $2,000 per month, and I wanted to do $8,000 per month. So I went into a burnout, and then I got pregnant at 40 years old. That was 4 years ago. And while giving birth to my son, Eli, I went in an imminent death experience. And so I go into labor, and it's 36 hours of labor, and there is no way I can get a C-section, and I cannot get, what do you call when they give you that the epidural?
Yeah.
So I could not get either one. Because I was having, they call it a HELP syndrome. And this is something that happens where in the middle age, we would have chosen already to save either the mother or the child. So I would have not survived just years ago. And at that point, during those 36 hours, there came a point where I said, I can't do this anymore. I just couldn't deliver the baby. They were giving me morphine and oxytocin, so they were accelerating the birth so I could deliver, because they knew I was so tired I couldn't handle this anymore. But on the same way, they were giving me morphine because the pain was excruciating. So you will find this passage quite interesting. I turned to Jesus, which I saw sitting down, and Mother Mary standing up behind him. And I said, I'm bringing you my son. I can't stand this anymore. I cannot do this anymore. I'm bringing you my son, and we're coming home. Open your arms, because we're coming home. And I said to the baby, to my son that was inside me, I said, you know, come with mom. It's going to be fine. We're just going to leave because we can't do this. It's too painful. Let's go. And I said to my husband, who hadn't left my bedside for 36 hours and was feeding me ice like you do with people who are going to die, I said to him, I'm leaving. I can't stand this anymore. And he said, no, you look at me, because he knew if I was going to look away from his eyes, that I was going to go. But I did leave. I did leave. I surrendered. I couldn't take it anymore, Vicky. It was just, and I think I'm sure that I made a pact at that time. My soul had made a pact that if the divine spirit thought just that I should stay and continue my mission, that I was going to become an exceptional coach. And then I did survive, and my son is fine today, and he's 4 years old. He's just the life of, you know, he's my son. He's my everything, with my husband. And so after that, I went into a post-traumatic experience, 2 years, where I had, for people who are not familiar with post-trauma, is that you have your life becomes smaller and smaller. I couldn't get out of the house. I didn't want to take medication. So I had these horrible visions that I was going to die all the time. And a post-trauma is exactly like seeing your best friend go to Vietnam with your best friend and seeing your best friend explode with a grenade just in front of you. You see terror and you live terror every single minute. But what I learned from this slowly miracle rebirth is that I've learned two things. One, all of us, if you're here today, probably you're like us and like me, and we do not go in business to be in business. We feel that urgency to live our mission to the fullest. And I've also, to this day, I know every day, all the time, that life is fragile. It is precious. It can be gone tomorrow. So that knowing gives me a lot of audacity. People sometimes think I'm arrogant because I have so much courage now. And it's not that I'm courageous. It's just that I know I could die any day. So I'm just like, you know, I cannot have an unuseful conversation anymore. I just, like, I can't have, it's not my path anymore. I know I will lack time to do everything I want to do when my time is over. So I'm really on a mission. So it's a long answer, Vicky, but I wanted to, and the whole journey sent me on a hunt to find best practices. So I really now made a pact, I think, that I was going to become one of the best coaches. And for that, I had to reinvent a model, find the best practices out there. And then I took on to help all the French-speaking woman coaches out there, because in the French market, we're really behind you guys, honestly, where there's a gap. And so I took it on me to introduce them to a whole new level of growing, influencing, just playing a much bigger game. So and does that answer?
Yes, it does. And, you know, you have created programs and the ability to transfer the knowledge so people can play a much bigger game, especially your French lady. So tell me, what do you think are the key skills that are required to really thrive in a business today?
I think the key skills are, first, schedule your time to succeed. I mean, I can't tell you when I got that practice to really become systematic in my schedule and plan time for meetings, plan time for creating content, plan time for coaching, plan time for marketing. There's a fortune to be made in scheduling systematically and prioritizing. And I would say a second skill would be delegating. And if I had to do it all over again, I would delegate right from the beginning. I swear, I would put a VA on my credit margin if I had to do it again. And then, because they repay themselves so quickly. So I would have a team right from the beginning. And I would make sure that I would only from the beginning, be doing my marketing and delegating. Because, as I was saying, in the first question, you want to make sure you're always in and solely on your unique ability. The faster you can do that, the faster you will explode. You know, you will have your practice. You will become omnipresent. You will do great strategic alliances. You will just, you know, play so much bigger. The third and fourth key skill, I would say do everything with love. And on that, I just want to add, you always have a choice between fear and love. It's Oprah that says, well, actually, Marianne Williamson that started the whole the whole thing. But she says there's basically all the emotions and the feelings tied to basically two, and it's love or fear. And in every moment, you have that choice. And there's so many fears that come up when you're building a business, a practice. And choose love. Do everything out of love. And just
I
when
love
you feel
that.
Yeah. And yeah, because when you feel fear, you got to, you know, let that emotion just go through you, but don't get hooked by it. And then go back into love. And finally, Vicky, I would say make the big decisions for your business with your heart and the little one with the head. But the big ones should be made with your heart. Because following your bliss is really, it's the soul and the heart that will inspire you, that will connect you to the right person. It's really channeling source. So, but you got to make great logical decisions, but it should be for the little decisions, I find.
So. Oh, I love that. And you just shared two of my favorite things, love or fear and the idea of following your bliss. They're probably, you know, the things that guide my life most. So thank you so much for sharing that with all of us. It's just so beautiful. So what would you recommend as some tips to create a balance for this fulfillment in your life? You know, in our technical world, we can get really carried away with, you know, just catching up and staying with our heads above water on the technology side alone. So what do you think is the best way to find balance and fulfillment?
Can I be very, very transparent here?
Absolutely.
I will. I want to keep the interview PG, so I'm just going to say, first, I believe for entrepreneurs and people who want to play big like all of us, I mean, I think balance is a bit of BS. Let's just say it that way, because I just find we're very passionate, and then we go into these extremes, like either we're really on vacation and completely disconnected, or either we're just like working so much and we're just like workaholics at some times. And so I believe we have moments of balance in between moments of total imbalance. And it's fine. You know what my view on it, you know, get over it. It's fine. Don't make it this rigid thing that you got to be balanced at all time. It's my personal experience. It's not going to happen this way. It's not going to happen this way. It's like falling in love. I mean, sometimes I'm, you know, all over my husband and all the time with him and just fusional. And sometimes I'm just like, hey, how are you? You know? And it's like that. It's like a passion. So there will be waves in it, but here is my, the way I survive living that passion all the time, and I make sure it doesn't consume me. So a couple of tips. One, I always block my holidays a year in advance, and I make sure to put in there 10 weeks. There's been studies, Vicky, I don't know if you know this, there's been studies where as you increase holidays, your income will increase. Of course, to a certain point. I mean, if you're always on holidays, obviously it won't work. But there is a correlation that has been made because you become more creative. And I will say to this, your millions that are coming are in your head. They're in your creativity. So the first thing you have to protect is your creativity. So that's my first tip. So I will take holidays in the summer, in the winter, and 1 week in the spring, and 1 week in fall. Second thing is I have 2 nights per month where I'm away from my house and my children, and I go work in another city with my husband. So we use it also as time to rejuvenate and resource. The third tip that I would say is that I don't work during weekends except if I have a launch or something special that's coming out. I have now a general manager that gets me. I often call her the left side of my brain, like she's my left hemisphere, because she gets me. She protects me. She deals with all the more difficult cost client issue. I don't have a lot, but the 2% you're getting, you don't want to. You got to keep your energy clear. You got to protect your energy. Strong boundaries. And then lastly, I try to find time every day to synchronize myself with Source. I'm clairvoyant, and I like to align my energy with my archangels and with, you know, like all the angelic realm. So I really try to find time, even if it's 10 minutes sometimes. I mean, I have a four-year-old. I have a husband who's an entrepreneur. I mean, our schedules are all over the place. But I try to find time to just align, do some gratitude every day, tell them all of my gratitude, and ask them to guide me for the day. So this is basically my tips, Vicki.
That is wonderful. And I'm wondering, you have definitely indicated that having strong support around you is the most critical thing. What are the key ingredients to finding a really stellar team and stellar partnerships and stellar collaborations? What do you think are the important things of making that happen and keeping them, retaining them?
It's a great question you're asking. It's a great question because that is an issue. And we have, I believe the first thing is change I believe the first thing is changing our mindset. I would check in with the mindset first, my humble opinion on it, because if we nourish the mindset, the belief that it's difficult, I know it is a little, but sometimes we cultivate that it's, I'm never going to find somebody who gets me, or they're so hard to find. I get that, but it's not that difficult if you're being very authentic. Let me tell you one tip I've developed over the years is that I used to write ads when I was looking for someone. Let's say it's a VA, okay? Let's just say it's a VA. And I used to say, or a general manager, I used to say, well, they need to do that, and just go with the tasks. Now, if I put an ad for my VA or general manager or whoever I want on my great team, I will first do, I don't know if it's the right word in English, but I would call it soul searching. Like, I would really be authentic and say, what do I really, really want in that person? Like, really want, inside and out. And I will write, I will journal what I'm looking for in terms of values, in terms of what I won't tolerate as behavior, in terms of what, and I will make myself vulnerable in that ad, really vulnerable. Because I really want, and I get all emotional talking about it, because I really want, the heart of it is you want somebody who resonates with you. Because, I mean, they can do the task, but if they don't get you, if they're not on the same vibration level, if they're not getting all of you that is not said, it will be a short-term relationship. So my ads now are a bit ooh-hoo, they're a bit, you know, because that's my color. And I the quickest way of getting somebody who gets Mary Helen is to say that I'm ooh-hoo, that I'm I need somebody that is very autonomous, and that I won't tolerate somebody who makes me feel that I shouldn't earn that much money, and I won't tolerate somebody who's jealous if I'm playing big. I want somebody who know that they're going to be uplifted and they're going to go in that journey with me. And I want, so I will, these are just examples, but I want somebody that has that maturity of aligning with, on a deeper level with what I'm trying to create. And then on retaining, I will say that, I mean, you have to look at their income even before they talk to you about it year after year. If my company grows, I turn to them every year, and they don't even ask me because they're so dedicated, but I turn to them, and I, at the beginning, I couldn't increase them, so I paid them, I would say, like, I would choose to just give them bonus, do you say that, like, just a lump sum of money at some point in time during the year when they did an amazing job, because I could not afford an increase on a monthly way. But now that my company has grown, I do look at their income every year and make sure that it follows their expertise, because they're growing as well. I make sure also that I'm available for them. I'm not dumping stuff on their desk in a reacting mode. And if I do have to go that route, they know. I'm going to tell them that month, this month, we're in a time crunch. So, I'll, you know, we'll keep our conversation short. We'll laugh more and talk more next month. And they get it. They really understand that. I give them consideration. I bring them out to lunch. I talk about them. I make sure all the time that their business is growing and is entering abundance as much as mine. So I refer them. I guide my clients to continue the work with them. I let my clients use my team, share my team, hire my team. I showcase them everywhere. And finally, I share my vision constantly with them. They know my... Yeah, they know my audacious financial goals. They know everything, yeah.
That is so beautiful. And speaking of vision, what is your big picture vision for this amazing work you're doing? Like, if you were to look at it on a global perspective and how it might have an impact on the world, almost like a legacy that you might leave, what does that look like for you, Marie Helen?
Your question, again, gets me very emotional because my vision is to ignite in all of the coaches, in all of the coaches I can touch, my vision is to ignite them to their true purpose. I don't run myself that way, but I know I have a gift. When they speak to me, when they are looking for their purpose, I can hear what it is, almost like someone can hear music. So I know very fast where their purpose is. So I want to ignite as much coaches as I can to their true purpose. And I would love to become, I am, but I see it in a much, much bigger way, the number one resource in the French-speaking market, for coaches who want to impact the world in a deep, deep effect. Because you know what? My own agenda, Vicky, I got to tell you, because I think it's going to bring understanding to my old quest. I want to die in peace. I want to die in peace that this earth is protected with conscious people on it, that my son will still be able to see the polar bears. And so to me, coaching is one of the fastest paths to attaining that critical mass, because when those coaches are filled with clients and living well, they will keep bringing more and more people to higher level of consciousness. And that is my quest. That is my big vision.
Oh, that is such a beautiful, beautiful vision, Mary Helen. So tell me, time has just flown with you, but I know that, you know, people would be interested in like an exercise or tip or something, you know, just something brief that we could use that maybe you use with your clients or use yourself to move us into the action, to be able to make some of these marvelous things happen for ourselves.
The first The first tip may be, and it's going to be very, very simple. I would like you to just take some time and start a journal. Start a journal and take some time to just meditate before you start writing. I mean, have a green tea or whatever that will put you in that zone, and start journaling about your ideal life and your ideal week that you would like to live, and your working week as well. And just start with little things that you would do. Like, and I'll use a very, very basic example. When I didn't know what I know now as far as my purpose, I would just write that I would like to be counseling people all day. I would like to be a great reference. I would like to work with a computer. I would like to be able to travel when I want. But I didn't know that it was going to be called, you know, like MaryHelenReezy.com, and I didn't know what the programs were. I wasn't there. So just start visualizing what would you like to live. And the second thing is, I like the, when you will find that you, as you start what I call walking down the corridor of your purpose, there will be some fears that are arising, and I would like you to meditate that question all the time, to have that question handy all the time. What if you could? What if you could? I just find it's the quickest question to say to an ego that keeps shouting that you cannot do this, it's going to be difficult. You know, other people do it, and you're a fraud or whatever comes up. So really, and can I say one quick last tip, Vicki?
Absolutely.
I would add to that what has given me roots. So those are two small exercises that you can do and a question to meditate. But one last thing I would add, find your big why. And I'll give you a quick example. I used to think that my big why was when I have more money, I can play even bigger and be more with my family. But then I asked myself, what if there was another why behind that why? And then I kept digging in all of those whys to find what was the fundamental why of my quest. And it hit me. I wanted to be ready to live this earth, when I die, to leave this earth peacefully. I wanted to die in peace. And when I found that why, the why of all my whys, it made me unstoppable. So the journal, the why, what if you could, and then finding your biggest why will pull you through.
Oh, that is so beautiful. Thank you so much for those amazing, amazing tips and steps to really realize, our ultimate life and fulfillment. So tell us, I know we've just tipped the iceberg here. So tell us where people can connect with you and reach you on the web to learn more.
So my website is Mary, M-A-R-I-E, dash Helen, H-E-L-E-N-E, dash Reezy, as in Roger, Isabel, Suzanne, Isabel, .com. And I'm also on Facebook. If you type in my name, you'll find me. I'm on Twitter. I'm on LinkedIn. I'm on Pinterest. So, and I'm on YouTube. I've got 110, I think, by now, videos on YouTube where I share tips. That's all free. And on my website, you will have also a CD a free CD with three solutions that you can implement today to have more clients this week. So,
oh, that is so beautiful and so generous of you. So can you just say your website one more time so everyone can access it and access all of this amazing information.
Thank you, Vicky. So it's Marie, M-A-R-I-E, Helen, so it's dash Helen, H-E-L-E-N-E, dash Reezy, R-I-S-I.com, MaryHelenReezy.com.
Oh, thank you so much, Mary Helen, for being with us today. And the information you shared is just so valuable. I'm sure many people, and I encourage you to go to your website and to YouTube and take advantage of all this free learning. And if you would like to learn more about Expert Insights and Expert Insights Publishing, you can find us at getei.com. That's G-E-T-E-I.com. And until next week, have a great one.